Well, it took about 2 weeks to actually be able to log on. I've tried, you know, many times a day for about 2 weeks. And I think on the 12th of October, I was able to log in and get a login, you know, name and everything. And then I was able to look at insurances. And then I looked at the insurances, and I signed up for insurance, actually. And ever since then, my application has been pending.
You guys are in kind of limbo with your application and pending, I would guess, right?
Yes.
Have you tried to call the hotline or do any in-person contact, or has it strictly been online? And what, if so, what has resulted from that?
I contacted the hotline 3 times. The first time was 2 weeks after the application was still pending. The application, it looked like it went through about October 13th. So about 2 weeks after that, I called because it was pending, and they told me, no problem, it's just sitting there because we have a lot of applications and we have to go through them, so give it a week and call back. So I did give it a week and call back. And then when I called back the next week, I was told that actually the applications are having problems getting to the insurance company, so they're just sitting there. So what they have to do is get a tech ticket and fill that out and then see what the problem is, and then they'll give me a call and let me know.
You haven't received that call yet?
I have not.
It's been 2 weeks, it sounds like, right? If I'm keeping track of my time here. Now, the company you're, is this a problem with the website? Is it a problem with the company you're buying the insurance from, or is it a little bit of both?
No, the insurance company, which is Care First, is what I signed up for. They have not gotten my application yet. So the website, somebody, from what I'm told, and of course I've gotten different answers, but what I'm told is they have to go into our application, look at it, and then send it themselves to the insurance company. That has not happened. They haven't looked at it. And
this is the exchange. Okay. Let me ask just overall your impressions of this website. We've heard a lot of stories of people haven't been able to log on. You at least were able to log on and get an application in. But how would you describe your experience?
At first, it was very slow. Obviously, I couldn't get on for a couple weeks, and then when I did, it took a few times to keep on going back in and going back in because I would get kicked out. So finally, when I was able to get, after I was able to log on and set up my account, I haven't had a problem since getting on.
Okay, so you can at least get on and at least access your account. Are you concerned about this? I mean, the fact that you're just waiting for this, you know, you're kind of in limbo, or is this something you think is going to be remedied?
Oh, I'm very concerned because I don't think I'm going to have insurance by, January 1st is when we're supposed to have it, and I don't have health insurance. My husband does because he had a pre-existing condition. We had to get health insurance for him, which we pay 50% more than a normal premium. So that's why we were very excited to get this health insurance. I'm very worried about it.
I'm curious, through Care First, are you going to be paying less? I mean, assuming this application is approved?
We will be paying less, yes.
If you could say anything to Dr. Sharfstein, anybody else who's running this benefits exchange, what would you say to them?
I would just ask them to please look into all these issues. There's obviously problems. And if we're actually able to get online and fill out an application, that it should be a very fairly easy process to send it to the insurance company. So they really need to look into that.